It's FS Cast episode 143, and it's the episode people most look forward to every year. Eric Damry is here to unveil what is new in the next version of our JAWS screen reading software. This one is JAWS 2018. It's hard to believe we've been showcasing new versions of JAWS for the last 10 years now on FS Cast, and this year it's JAWS 2018. That's right, there's a new version sequencing to get used to. To talk about this and, of course, the new features that are in this major release of JAWS, I'm joined by Eric Damry in Florida. Hi again, Eric.
Hi, Jonathan. Good to be here.
What's up with this 2018 thing? Why the version change and what does it mean?
Well, it was earlier in the year and we were sitting around planning our releases upcoming, and we were doing it this year, of course, with our AI Squared counterparts who have joined our VFO group. And it's really important that we start to get all of our products releasing kind of in sequence, and things that go together should go together and should be numbered correctly. So we've made the transition starting this fall with JAWS going to the 2018 version, and we're going to see following JAWS 2018, there'll be a ZoomText 2018, and there'll be a Fusion 2018 right on its heels. And those products are developed together, designed together, and intended to run together. And the following year, I think we're going to have version 2019 of each come out about the same time. So in the future, it'll be really easy, I think, for people to know when they see a couple of different versions of the software installed, which ones are designed to work in conjunction with each other. And we used 2018, and I know you and I have talked about this. If you went out and bought a new car around this time of the year, anytime, you know, October, November, in the U.S., we always have the 2018 models will be coming out this year. So if you bought a new car in October this year, it would be the 2018 model, even though it's still 2017, but it's the version they sell next year. And this 2018 version of JAWS that comes out in October will be updated throughout the year in 2018.
Is there going to be a Fusion 2018 as well? And what are your plans for that at this point in terms of scheduling?
ZoomText will have a 2018 version, and it is scheduled to come out by January. We should be in beta with that one shortly after we post the JAWS 2018 release, and then the release of ZoomText will follow. And right on the heels of ZoomText will be Fusion 2018, and it will include all of the features and functions that we're going to talk about here today that are coming in the JAWS 2018 release, along with the new features and changes that'll come in ZoomText 2018 as well.
Who's eligible to participate in this JAWS beta program, and what things should people be aware of before getting involved in beta software?
Well, we're doing this very much like we've done it in the past. So as we prepare this recording, we are looking at a release just before Labor Day weekend here in the U.S., so right before the end of August. This will be posting to the public, and anyone is entitled or welcome to download the beta version, install it on a computer, and run it. If you have JAWS authorization, at least up to JAWS 18, it'll fully function for you. If you have an earlier version of JAWS prior to JAWS 18, or if you don't have any authorization for JAWS at all, it'll run as a 40-minute demo, reboot the computer the way the software normally does. We will be releasing around the 26th or 7th of October. Please make sure that you have your SMAs in place. If you have JAWS 18 and you don't have your SMA yet, get it done before that date hits, and you'll be entitled to receive the 2018 release. And of course, if you have an SMA 2 on your JAWS 18, you'll get this version and you'll get next year's version as well. I do encourage people that if this is your only computer that you're looking at installing this on, you might want to wait. It is beta software. We do test this at great lengths, and we want to make sure that the thousands of people that will install it are not going to have to call us up because we broke their computers. but it is beta software, and we do encourage people to be aware of that. And if you're not used to installing beta software, you might want to wait.
What's your preferred method for people reporting any issues that they find? Because the whole purpose of this process, of course, other than people enjoying being on the cutting edge, but you want people's feedback, right? You want people to tell you what's wrong so that you can try and fix it before release.
Yeah, so there will be a report form, as we've had in the past, where you go to download the software. On that page, there'll be a link there for a form that you can fill out, a beta report. If you see something wrong, if you've got a question about something, fill that form out. We ask you for some very pertinent information, including your contact information in the case that we have some questions for you. So please fill that information out. And then if there is any crashes going on with anything, there is the regular error reporting that will allow the product to send those error reports into us, and that really helps us as well.
One of the things that people will immediately notice is something that happens even before they start using the new JAWS 2018 and all the exciting features, and that is that there is a new installer for JAWS. Can you tell us about how this works and why you're doing that?
Yeah, this is a pretty significant change for us. It's been a lot of testing involved in it, and it's been a long development cycle, but we're ready to go with this. We have made this new installer that sets us up for the future, really. It's putting the building blocks in place to allow us to start doing component-level updating much easier. And I think, you know, in the future, people are going to recognize that when they check for updates, there'll be much faster updating of just the components that changed rather than having to download a fairly big update and install quite a bit for, you know, very minor changes. So this new installer is all part of that. You'll also see that the new installer technology will be used with ZoomText and will be used with Fusion going forward. So we're getting everything in sync and making things just work the same.
So it's cool that I'll be able to get updates more quickly in future in a kind of a modular structure. The other thing that people will notice, if they install from the DVD eventually when it comes out, or for whatever reason they don't have an earlier version of JAWS running, it's self-voicing, right? There's not actually a version of JAWS running as part of the install like there used to be.
Correct. We did away with the runtime version, we called it, of JAWS, where you literally had to install a screen reader to then install your screen reader. So we've gotten away from that. This is part of the streamlining and making it easier. We've also tried to simplify what's necessary to do it. And as we'll see as you demonstrate this, it's simply going to be a matter of when the installer starts, hit the space bar to accept the terms of the license, press enter, and sit back and wait. And that's it. It'll just click through and give you percentage reporting. The percentages at 25, 50, and 75%, and it'll wrap up, do the restart, and you're off and ready to go. So it's going to be very quick. And then as you'll hopefully be able to show them here, if they're running a screen reader, JAWS in particular, if they're running it now, when they start the installer will see that JAWS is running, and it won't bother with the self-voicing messages because their JAWS will be able to read the dialogue. But it'll be the same steps. Spacebar, enter, and it runs through it and gets the install done.
Does that mean that if you want to, you could run Narrator and complete the install with some sort of screen reader type prompts?
Yes, you should be able to do that as well. I believe our self-voicing messages recognize that Narrator is running and it would not speak then either.
I'll give you a quick demonstration of both of these install scenarios, installing with a screen reader running and without. So right now I have the JAWS install file here in Windows Explorer, but a conceivable option would be that you have this on a DVD and you insert the DVD to install JAWS on a brand new computer for the first time and you don't have any speech running. So let's see what happens when we install without any screen reader running.
JAWS install dialog. Welcome to the JAWS install. Press spacebar to accept the license agreement followed by enter to begin. I accept the license agreement checkbox not checked.
We can tab around this.
Cancel button. License agreement read only edit. Press Ctrl+P to hear the license agreement.
And you can read the license agreement if you want by pressing Control-P, as the instructions say.
I accept the license agreement. Checkbox not checked.
But normally you just press the spacebar to accept the license agreement.
Checked.
And then press Enter.
Cancel button. Progress 25%. Progress 50%.
And now you can hear the progress going up, and we're getting 25% incremental announcements as the update progresses. I'm going to press Escape to cancel this process now.
JAWS install dialog. Are you sure you want to cancel? Yes button.
I'll press Enter to say yes, I want to cancel. And now I've exited the install and I'm back in Windows Explorer. I'm now going to run JAWS 18 by pressing Windows with R and typing JAWS 18.
JAWS Professional. Downloads.
And there's JAWS Professional using the Nathan Vocalizer voice, which is, of course, available for free if you would like to use this voice. Now I'm going to press Enter and perform the install process, this time with a screen reader running, the previous version of JAWS.
JAWS install. Welcome to the JAWS install. Press spacebar to accept the license agreement, followed by Enter to begin. I accept the license agreement. Checkbox not checked.
In this case, we've got the Nathan voice running and I can perform all my screen reader functions.
PC. JAWS install.
I asked for the Windows title. It tells me we're on JAWS install. I'll press the spacebar.
Checked.
And then press Enter.
Performing JAWS install. Press Escape to cancel. Status. Cancel button. JAWS install.
Now, you will, once a future version of JAWS 18 is released, be able to press Insert B to read the dialog box in this application. We'll talk more about this feature a little bit later, but that is essentially the install process. So you won't notice too much difference, really, in either scenario. But what you will notice some months down the track is that new installs of JAWS go much faster because we're now able only to grab the files that you need in order to update JAWS rather than do a complete download of the entire executable. We've covered this extensively on past FSCasts. 142, to be exact, was the one where we did a demo of how we're going with Edge support. But let's talk about Edge support, the browser in Windows 10 from Microsoft, in the context of JAWS 2018.
Sure. So Edge is a fourth browser that everyone will have running on their computers. Most people today will have access to IE. Many people are also using Chrome and Firefox. And now Microsoft has introduced Edge. It's been around for a while, hasn't really been supported in JAWS, but starting with 2018, people can take advantage and use it. It was a significant change in how we work with a browser. In the past, with IE, for instance, we used to literally inject ourselves into the browser. But Microsoft has changed the rules, and for good reason. I think it's important that, you know, people understand that if we could inject ourselves into the browser, that's kind of what the bad guys were doing too. They were injecting themselves in and potentially doing something wrong on your computer. So these things have really been blocked off, and we've had to re-architect how we're going to do it in the future. Our goal is to give you the same feel as you've been expecting and using in the browsers traditionally. So it'll still feel like the virtual cursor. It will still have access to links list and headings list, and you'll be able to use quick navigational keys. And for all intents and purposes, it'll feel very much like you're still in IE or you're in Firefox or Chrome. But it is completely different.
And it's fair to say that because this is such a different way of working, that it is a work in progress, right? There may be one or two things, as we showed in the FSCast 142, that don't work at the moment, but the agenda is to continue to work on Edge support over the 2018 cycle.
Exactly. Things like place markers and flexible web and some of the different unique things that we've been doing over time are not all functioning yet in Edge, but that'll all come in time.
Now, we've had a feature in JAWS for a while now relating to optical character recognition, and I find myself using this a lot. Despite my protestations, my accountant still sends me PDF files that are images of documents that they've created, which is actually quite tempting because I'm tempted just not to pay. Because I say, unfortunately, though, JAWS makes it accessible by performing OCR on the PDF. Well, there is a lot more to talk about in terms of optical character recognition in JAWS 2018, and this is really exciting.
Yep, this is, we started off a couple of years ago allowing people to be able to OCR controls and the screen in general so that any graphical text that was present on your computer screen you could get access to. Last year we introduced the ability to go into Acrobat Reader. If you had an inaccessible PDF document that was just an image, you could open it in Acrobat Reader and you could literally run the OCR feature against that document while you were in Acrobat Reader. And this year we take it to the next level. If you've got any image file, JPEG or PDF or whatever it might be, you can move to that file in Windows Explorer. So you can take a picture of something and save it on your computer and move to Windows Explorer, move to the file, and either bring up the context menu and say, recognize it with JAWS, or just go into the OCR feature, insert space O, and then use F for file, and it will take that file, it'll run it through the OCR, and it will deliver the results back to you in the results viewer very quickly. And I'm just so impressed with this feature myself. I couldn't help but send you a picture of a newspaper article earlier. I hope you get a chance to read that. I know you're a music buff like many of us are, and Roger Daltrey and The Who are coming to town. And I just saw it in the newspaper and took a picture of it right out of the newspaper and sent it to yourself, sent it to a few of my friends for them to be able to see the article. And I was really impressed with how well JAWS pulls up that picture and instantly reads me that newspaper article.
We'll take a look at that in just a minute. What's significant about it? I understand there might be quite a bit of graphical pictures, that sort of thing, that the OCR system has to work around.
It does, and we're using the Nuance OCR engine that we've been using for years with our products, and it's a very, very good engine. And the picture of the newspaper article in particular that I sent you, the newspaper was kind of curved when I took the picture, so you can see it's not a nice flat piece of paper, and it was actually a little crooked, and there was a graphic in the middle of the text, and then there was some other text along the sides that overread, but for the most part, it did a 100% accuracy on the text. It got everything right, and there is a few extra characters from the side that came in, and as you read it with JAWS, you'll be able to pick up on the fact that where those extra characters are, but it's pretty easy to dismiss those things, and we've all, you know, seen how that works with OCR. But you can easily get the content of the article. It worked really, really well. And then you add to it the capabilities of JAWS being able to access scanners or our Pearl cameras. In fact, you can use it with many of the cameras that we've been providing. So people with Onyx cameras and Topaz PhDs and full Topaz CCTVs could literally connect to their computer, put a document under it, and have JAWS take a picture of it and convert it and OCR it and read it right on your computer. And this will be really, really beneficial as we move forward and release Fusion 2018. Now, people using Fusion will be able to use the Pearl camera, the Topaz, and these other devices that we've provided to get better access to information in print that they can quickly OCR and have available to them on their computer.
There are still books that are available in hard copy that are not available in ebook form. And one of the really nice things about the Pearl is that it detects when you flip pages so that you can just sit there reading the book, essentially flipping pages, and the OCR continues. Can you work with multi-page documents like that using just JAWS alone?
You can. So if you have a Pearl camera, plug it into your computer. The drivers are included. They're included in our JAWS install. And if you do an insert space O and then A for acquire, if you've got the Pearl camera plugged in, a dialog box pops up and you can tab down and there's a checkbox for multi-page recognition. If you check that checkbox, JAWS will know that once you start the recognition, it'll allow you to take the first picture. And then it will wait as you move the book and flip the page and put the book back. And as soon as things settle and stop moving under the camera, it takes the next picture. and then you can flip the page to the next one. As soon as things stop moving, it'll take the third picture, and so on. And you can go right through the whole book. It'll capture all of those pictures. It'll process it all in the background and give you access to it. And even if you had to shut the computer down before it finished processing, when it's turned back on, it'll pick up where it left off and finish processing all of the text that's been scanned, and then you'll have it all in one file.
What does all this mean for the future of OpenBook then?
OpenBook is our scanning and reading software that's been around now for well over 20 years, 25 actually, and OpenBook is still a good solution because it is a standalone program. It's easy to use. It allows you to edit right as you've scanned. So if you've scanned the text and you're reading it, you can go right in and edit it right there in OpenBook and make the corrections. It's got some different capabilities to be able to tell it what type of document you're reading or scanning and reading. For instance, if you were scanning recipes from a recipe book, well, those things are written without punctuation. And if it's OCR'd and read back to you and just all run together, it's not going to make any sense. You won't know what measurements go with which ingredient, and it's very difficult to digest that information. So by telling OpenBook what kind of a scanning and reading experience you're working on, OpenBook can then process it correctly and read things in such a way that you'll be able to understand them much better. So it's got some very advanced features. Again, it's simple to use, and it's a standalone product that a lot of people be running on a separate machine where they do their scanning and reading, opposed to where they do their email and everything else. So OpenBook, I think, is still a good solution for a lot of people. But for casual use or for portability, it's hard to beat just carrying your laptop or your Elbrail with a Pearl camera. And for those who haven't seen the Pearl camera, it's very lightweight, easily carried around in a backpack. There's nothing to it, maybe a couple of pounds. It's got a couple of push buttons. It folds up, collapses. It's very small, but when you open it up, it's very durable and it's simple to use. It's got a nice paper guide. It's designed for somebody who's doing scanning and reading. So there's a lot of thought that's gone into it, and it's a well-tested product. It's been around for a number of years now.
Yeah, there are some advanced features in OpenBook, including, I believe, there are multiple OCR engines in OpenBook, and there are some comparisons that are made to determine which might give you the best results. With older books, that could be a significant factor in a library. Also, I enjoy just being able to continuously read a document while the scanning is taking place. There's a sort of fluidity about OpenBook. So there, as you say, there's still a premium place for OpenBook, but this is putting scanning, quality scanning, in the hands of a lot more people in JAWS 2018.
Absolutely.
Let's show you how this works, at least with an image file. I have the file that Eric has sent me that he's been talking about. So let's see how good JAWS really is at giving us text from this very difficult newspaper article. I'm going to go into File Explorer by pressing Windows with E.
File Explorer.
And I'm going to go to my Pictures folder, which is where I've put this file.
Pictures.
Eric sent it to me in an email.
Pictures. Saved desktop.img1955.jpg.
And I can do one of two things. I can simply press the JAWS key with space, followed by O, and then F for file, and JAWS will go ahead and recognize this image. Very straightforward. But if you can't remember that, there is another way as well. Let's invoke the context menu on this file in File Explorer.
Context menu. O. Open. O. Edit with photos. E.
I'm down arrowing.
Edit with Paint 3D. E. Set as desktop background. B. Edit. E. Print. P. Recognize with JAWS. J.
And there's recognize with JAWS, and appropriately enough, the mnemonic is the letter J. So you can press the context menu key and then press J. I'll press Enter to activate this option, and we'll see what happens.
Leaving menus. Pictures. Items view multi-select list box. img1955.jpg. 4 of 4. Started. Pages right side up. The Who's Roger Daltrey TBT coming to Clearwater. The Who may be nearing the end of their touring days. But Roger Daltrey is not. TBT, the Who singer, is embarking on a new solo tour this fall, and it'll stop at Ruth Eckerd Hall in Clearwater on October 30. It'll be Daltrey's first gig in Tampa Bay since a Who gig in fall 2015, and his first solo stop since in 2009, also at Ruth Eckerd. Fact: while Pete Townsend and bassist Pino Palladino won't be on hand, plenty of other members of The Modern Who will be: guitarist Simon Townsend, Pete's brother, drummer Zach Starkey, Ringo Starr's son, bassist John Button, and keyboardists Frank Symes, Lauren Gold, and John Corey. So basically almost every member of The Who playing live shows these days. Daltrey solo sets are loaded with Who hits like I Can't Explain, Baba O'Reilly, and Who Are You, along with numerous solo tracks and covers. Tickets to this show are $63.50 and up. Jake Ridon, Air Pyrian, Tepi, Pi.
Very good. I look forward to being there, Eric, and I look forward to you buying the tickets, mate, as well. Very reasonable of you, I must say. We have got a virtual cursor.
Virtual PC.
So that means that we can up and down arrow through this.
Blank, Air Pyrian, blank, Jake Ridon, Tip blank, Daltrey solo sets are loaded.
And we can, of course, select text.
Selected. Daltrey solo sets are loaded.
And if we want to save this somewhere, for example, if you had scanned a multi-page document in a library and you wanted to keep this, you can press Control A. That selects everything.
Selected. The Who's Roger Dahl.
And then we'll press Control C.
Copied.
I have Microsoft Word pinned to my taskbar, so I'm going to press the Windows key and 2, which is the position that I've pinned it to on my taskbar. I'll press that.
Opening Word. Document 1 Word. Print. Edit.
I have an Office 365 subscription, so I've got the very latest version of Microsoft Word here. I'll press Control V because we copied the text to the clipboard.
Pasted.
And now I have a Word document.
Top. Who Are You, along with numerous solo tracks and blank, out of table. Jake Ridon, vertical tab. Vertical tab.
And you'll notice it just said out of table, so formatting, other information like that is preserved as we copy the document across to Microsoft Word. More voices, always a good thing. People celebrate that. What have you added in JAWS 2018 in terms of voice options?
Well, Microsoft released in the Creators Edition this year, the Windows 10 operating system got these new mobile voices, we refer to them. And if you have installed JAWS for Windows 2018 onto a Windows 10 computer and it has the Creators Update installed, when you go into the JAWS voice dialog box, where you could normally select Eloquence or Vocalizer Expressive, you'll also find in there the Microsoft mobile voices for the language that you've got installed. So if you've got the United States English installed, I believe you'll find 3 new voices available to you from Microsoft Mobile. They're pretty good. They're pretty responsive. And a lot of people will enjoy the opportunity to see what else is available to them in addition to Eloquence and Vocalizer Expressive. Microsoft does make these voices available for many of the languages that are out there, but you would have to install the different language packs in order to get those. So it's a little bit of an effort, but for the most part, you'll find in the English operating system, you'll find your 3 voices are already available to you.
For those people who are well used to Eloquence or Vocalizer, you're still committed to continuing those?
We are. Eloquence has been with us for a lot of years, and the responsiveness of Vocalizer Expressive, the voices that Nuance has been doing for years, has been drastically improved, as we've seen over the past couple of years, and we've got a lot of people that use that. And of course, Eloquence is a mainstay in our product, and I see no reason to eliminate those. We have a lot of customers that like them, and we'll keep shipping them all. We'll give everybody as much choice as we can.
You may not have heard these voices that are tucked away in the Windows 10 Creators Update, or you may want to know how to find them in a JAWS 2018 context. I have JAWS 2018 running in my system tray, so I'm going to press the JAWS key with J.
JAWS context menu. Options submenu. O.
And we'll choose that.
Basics dot dot dot. B.
And then press V for voices.
Voice adjustment dot dot dot. V.
And press enter.
Leaving menus. Voice adjustment dialog. Profile name. Combo box. Nathan. 4 of 9. Alt plus P.
I'm going to press the letter M in the profile name combo box.
Microsoft Mobile.
And there is Microsoft Mobile, and the David voice, which is the default for me anyway, has come up. Let's just see how responsive this is.
PC. PC.
I'm going to hold down my JAWS cursor key.
JAWS. Invisible.
So
PC.
It's not to me as responsive as Eloquence or the Vocalizer voices that ship with JAWS, but it's not horrible either. If I tab through.
Delete profile button. Synthesizer language.
I'm deliberately hitting the key so you can hear the responsiveness.
Delete pro. Synthesizer. Speak sample button. Voice adjust. Combo box. All context. Voice person. Combo box. Microsoft David Mobile United States. One of three.
As Eric said, I have three voices here because I have US English selected at the moment. So if I down arrow.
Microsoft Mark Mobile United States.
Let's hear a little more of that.
Voice adjust. Combo box. All contexts. Voice person. Voice. Rate. 10. Left right slider. 50%.
How slow can it go?
0%. Voice punctuate.
And how fast?
100%. Voice punctuation. Combo box. Subs. Voice. Rate. Voice person. Combo box. Microsoft Mark Mobile United. Voice. Rate. 20.
Let's get it to its default rate.
20, 30, 40%, 50%.
And we'll try the other voice.
Voice person, combo box. Microsoft Mark Mobile United States.
Microsoft Zero Mobile United States. Voice, rate, 10. Left right slider, 50%. Voice punctuation, combo box. Sum, voice, volume, 100. Voice spell rate change percent, edit, minus 2. Voice uppercase pitch change, OK button.
And we'll press enter to activate the OK button, which of course will change the voice in this profile.
Make default voice profile dialog. Do you want to make Microsoft Mobile the default voice profile? No button. Alt and plus N.
No, I don't. And on that theme of customization and just making JAWS behave exactly how you want, this is something that has been very important to JAWS all along, and it's come to the web now with a really cool ability to customize exactly what is verbalized on the web now.
Yeah, so we've heard over the years as things have been evolving on the internet, your screen reader is reading and giving you much more information about the context for which the text that you're reading is situated. So, for instance, many people are used to hearing search region start, search region end, and then you might hear main region begin, main region end. You would hear things about tables beginning and ending and how many rows and how many columns and lists of items and how many items are in the list and it's beginning here and it's ending there. For people who are working on web pages where they're always on that web page, they kind of understand all of that stuff, and it's just extra verbosity to get in their way as they're reading through it to hear the beginning and the end messages and some of these different things. So we introduce web verbosity, and we'll take a little bit of time here to show people how to get in and find it and make those adjustments. But you're going to have a high verbosity, give us the most information, a medium verbosity, which will be the default, which gives you a little less information about the content, and then a low verbosity, which would leave off a lot of that informational things and just read the text that's on the web page. And the beauty of this feature is that you can go in and customize what high, medium, and low would represent. There's very easy ways to go through the list and check the items that you want to have on or have off in the different verbosity level that you set. And best of all, I think, is that you can choose based on a URL which verbosity is going to be used on that particular URL. So on pages that you're very familiar with, that you use all the time, you might set them up with low verbosity so you hear less information while your default remains on medium. So when you visit new pages, you can get a little more information. Flexibility is what it's all about, and we're trying to make this really easy so that an average user can go in there and make these kinds of adjustments and experiment with it.
To give you a quick demo of the verbosity feature, I'm going to go to our website at freedomscientific.com, and I'm going to use Google Chrome for this.
Search box edit. Google Chrome, desktop app. Address in search bar edit.
And I'm asked to enter an address, so I'll type www.freedomscientific.com.
www.freedomscientific.com, Freedom Scientific homepage. Three regions, seven headings, and 53 links. Freedom.
This is quite a well-structured and highly accessible site. So if I start reading with our default verbosity now for the web, which is intermediate, you'll hear a little bit of verbiage. I'll down arrow.
Same page link, skip to main content.
So it identifies same page links.
Visited link graphic, Freedom Scientific. Search. Edit. Search button. 1-800-444-444. Link graphic, follow us on Facebook. Link graphic, follow us. Navigation region.
And it's identifying the name of the region.
Main menu, list of 6 items. Link has pop-up products. Submenu. Link has pop-up services. Submenu.
Let's change the verbosity now, and we'll show you how to do this in a number of ways. I'm going to press the JAWS key with V now.
Quick settings, Chrome dialog. Search box edit. Control plus E. Computer Braille.
I'll type verb, that should be enough, V-E-R-B, and press the tab
key. Virtual cursor verbosity level. 1 of 3 search results. 3 search results list box. Virtual cursor verbosity level medium. Virtual cursor options.
So the virtual cursor verbosity is currently set to medium. If I press the tab key and then perform a JAWS key with down arrow for a say all.
Read only edit. Use this option to select a virtual cursor verbosity level. Verbosity level determines the amount of information spoken by JAWS when the virtual cursor is active. Each of the 3 levels is preset to give a different amount of detail. Each verbosity level can be further configured to give only the information you want to hear. Verbosity level is set to medium by default, which creates optimal user experience on most websites and documents.
What happens if we go to low verbosity level? I'll press shift tab.
3 search results list box. Virtual cursor verbosity level medium. Virtual cursor options.
I'll press the space bar.
High. 3 of 3.
And now space again.
Low. 1 of 3.
And we're on virtual cursor verbosity set to low. I'll press the tab key.
Read only. Expand tree view. OK button.
And there's the OK button. Now let's have a look at the page.
Virtual piece. Freedom Scientific. Freedom Sci. Same page link. Skip to main content. Visited link graphic. Freedom Scientific. Search. Edit. Search button. 1-800. Link graphic. Follow us on. Link graph. Link has pop-up products. Submenu.
Now, the first thing you notice, if you're paying attention, is that there is no region announcement at this point. So we're not told that we're in the navigation region as we were before. The second thing you will notice is that before we were told that we were in a list of items. At this point, we're not given that information now that verbosity is set to low. That's low verbosity. Now what I'm going to do is invoke the JAWS Settings Center. You can press the JAWS key with F2 to do this and then arrow through to Settings Center. There's also a Power User shortcut to do that, and that is the JAWS key with the number 6 on your main number row.
Chrome JAWS Settings Center dialog. Search box edit. Control plus E. Computer Braille.
What I'd like to do now is load the default configuration, and I'll press Control Shift D for default.
JAWS Settings Center default all applications.
I'll press the tab key now.
Tree view. User. Close.
And press the letter W.
Web/HTML/PDFs. Closed.
And now I'll press right arrow to open that part of the tree view.
Web/HTML/PDFs. Open. 1. Reading. Closed. 1 of 7.
Reading is what we want, so I'll press the right arrow key.
Reading. Open. 9 items.
And down arrow.
2. Verbosity level medium. 1 of 9.
Again, we have an explanation here.
Read only edit. Use the options in this group to customize how web pages, HTML files, and PDF files are read. Use this combo box to select a virtual cursor verbosity level. The verbosity level determines the amount of virtual.
And we have the explanation about verbosity that we've heard before.
Tree view. Verbosity level medium. 1 of 9.
I'll press F6.
Reading page. Verbosity level combo box. Medium. 2 of 3. Alt plus L.
So we have the standard
high, medium, low.
I'll go back to medium, which is the default.
Medium.
And press tab.
Configure verbosity levels high dot 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 button. Alt plus H. Configure verbosity levels medium dot 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 button. Alt plus M.
And this is what makes JAWS such a powerful screen reader and such a joy to use, that you don't have somebody imposing on you what they think you need to hear at all these different levels. You absolutely have control over what you hear with any of these levels. So let's go and have a look at the intermediate verbosity settings here, and this will determine what it means when you set your verbosity to intermediate. What will you hear? I'll press the spacebar.
Medium virtual cursor verbosity preferences dialog. Announce start and end for tree view. Block quotation checked. 1 of 13.
Announce start and end for block quotation, and we're in a tree view now. And I won't go through all of it, but there is context-sensitive help for all of these. So, if you're not sure what a block quotation is, press the tab key.
Read only.
And now perform a say all.
A block quote is a section that is quoted from another source. Some websites may use it for formatting purposes only. Select this item to hear where quoted block starts and ends. Start and end strings are shown by default for this item at this verbosity level.
I'll press Shift Tab.
Announce start and end for tree view. Block quotation checked. 1 of 13.
And we'll look at the other 12 items here.
0. Feed checked. 2 of 13. Figure checked. Flash object not checked. Frame checked. Group box checked. List checked. Log checked.
You'll notice, for example, that on the Freedom Scientific site, we were told when a list began and how many items it had. If you don't care about that, if it's just unnecessary verbiage to you, either on websites generally or on one particular site, and we'll talk about that in a minute, then you can go ahead and disable that.
Note checked. Regions open partially checked. Application checked. Article checked. Banner checked. Complementary information checked. Content information checked. Document checked. Form checked. Main region checked. Navigation region checked. Region checked. Search region checked. Tab panel checked. Table or grid checked. Toolbar checked.
As you can hear, there's a lot of information. And remember that there are other ways to customize, for example, the way that headings are announced, so you have control over that as well. JAWS really does make sure that you have screen reading the way that you want it and have just the information that you want heard at any given time. I'm going to Alt-F4 out of this.
Reading page.
And again,
Freedom Scientific home.
And we're back on the Freedom Scientific homepage because I don't want to make any inadvertent changes to the default. I'll press the JAWS key with V once more.
Quick settings Chrome dialog. Search box edit. Control plus E. Computer Braille.
I'll press the Tab key.
Tree view. 0. Virtual cursor options.
And I'm going to keep going.
Read only edit. Expand tree view checkbox check.
I'm going to press the space bar to collapse the tree view for the moment because it's a little bit easier for me to get to where I want to go then.
Not checked.
So the tree view branches are all collapsed now and I'll press shift with tab.
Read only tree view. Virtual cursor options. Closed. 1 of 12.
And we're on virtual cursor options. The first thing I want to do is to change the default verbosity for web pages back to medium.
1. Virtual cursor verbosity level low. 1 of 11.
I'll press the spacebar.
Medium. 2 of 3.
And now it's back to medium. So that's fine. I'll collapse this part of the tree view.
0. Virtual cursor options. Open. Virtual cursor options. Closed.
Now I want to set this particular web page, freedomscientific.com, and any pages under that domain, on the assumption that they're all formatted in a similar way, to low verbosity. And to do that, I need to find the personalized web settings. This is a way of customizing a given website so that it behaves optimally for you. If you use it a lot and you want to minimize the verbosity, then you can go ahead and really minimize it. So I'm going to press the End key.
Last changed settings. Closed.
That takes me to last changed settings. That's a very handy feature. If you inadvertently change something and you don't like the result of what you've changed, then you can go in here to last changed settings and look at what you've recently done and reverse what you did. I'll press the up arrow key now.
Personalize web settings. Closed. Document setting.
And here's personalized web settings. And since we're on the Freedom Scientific homepage right now, changes that we make here are going to apply to freedomscientific.com. So I'll press the right arrow key.
Personalize web settings. Open. Document setting. 11 items.
Because of the importance of this one, the one we're looking for is actually at the top of this list now in JAWS 2018.
1. Virtual cursor verbosity level medium. Document setting. 1 of 11.
It's set to medium, and we're told this is a document setting. In other words, it applies just to this web page. I'll press the spacebar.
High, 3, low, 1 of 3.
And that's fine, so I'll now press Enter, and we're out of that dialog.
Freedom Scientific homepage, Google Chrome.
And we're back on the Freedom Scientific homepage. Now, to have a look at the effect of this, I'm going to go to another website. We'll just go to CNN, for example.
Address in
CNN.com.
Edition.CNN.com. What Hurricane Harvey looks like from space heading level 3 link.
And now I'm going to go back to the Freedom Scientific website. So we'll go to the address bar
and
type www.freedomscientific.com and press Enter.
www.freedomscientific.com. Freedom Scientific homepage. Freedom Scientific homepage. Personalized settings for this site. 3 regions, 7 headings and 53 links. Freedom.
Now, verbosity on freedomscientific.com is low, and we know that my personal settings have worked because JAWS comes back with personalized settings for this site. Have a play with this and all the different customization options now available on the web. You'll find you have a lot of control over how every website that you visit performs. We all know how important Braille is here, and we spend a lot of time on perfecting our Braille support. There are some changes thanks to updated LibLui translator.
Yes, the LibLui translator that we've moved to in recent times has updated. And as I know I've promised to many people out there who have asked, we have now updated to the most recent edition of LibLui. I believe it's the 3.2 version. We'll continue to see advances and changes and improvements to this over time, but as of the 2018 release, we should be current with currently shipping and whatever's available and has been done on LibLui over the past couple of years.
And one final thing, modern apps are becoming quite the thing. There are a lot of these people are using the Windows Mail application. We worked very closely with Microsoft to make that accessible, and there are a bunch of others. Now you can press your Insert B and read dialog boxes in modern apps.
Yeah, we're trying to make it feel as much like a traditional application. So everyone who's been familiar with being able to open up dialogues and get the whole dialog read can do that now in these applications, including Edge. You know, that is a true modern app in the sense of the word.
So those are some of the new highlights in 2018, and there'll be more to say as the process unfolds. I think it's also important to go back and say that when you install this, you can continue to use your current version of JAWS, presumably JAWS 18. So if you run into a spot of bother while we all work together to make this release the best it can be, you can revert to your shipping version of JAWS.
I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people do ask that question. And I should point out that while JAWS 18 had been the currently shipping version and the shortcut for people who wanted to be able to quickly run that version, they would use a Windows key and the letter R for the run dialog, and you'd type in JAWS 18 with no spaces and press enter, and it launches the JAWS 18 version. Starting with the 2018 version, if you go to the run dialog and type in JAWS 2018, and press enter, it launches the new version. And so you can go back and forth between the two, and the 2018 release should have no behavioral changes to the 18 release, so you should be fine to be able to go back and forth.
And there are so many great customization options with JAWS that many of us take the time to customize JAWS to behave and sound and feel exactly how we personally like. All of those settings can come with you to JAWS 2018. So if you've got JAWS 18 humming along exactly the way you like, well, the first time you run JAWS 2018, you'll be asked if you would like to migrate settings from an older version of JAWS. You can go ahead and answer yes to that prompt. It is fully functional right from public beta 1. If you decide not to do it on the first start, you can always go back into the JAWS utilities and choose import and export, and right from that submenu is an option called Migrate Settings. Now, if you do that and you run into some sort of problem with the beta version of JAWS 2018, it is important to rule out any existing settings that you may have brought over from a previous version of JAWS. So one troubleshooting step that you can take is to run JAWS 2018 using all of our defaults. And to do that, you quit JAWS. You can press the JAWS key with F4, and you're asked if you want to quit JAWS. Answer yes to that question. And then go to the run dialog, press Windows with R, and type JAWS 2018, all joined together. That's JAWS 2018 space slash default. And when you do that, all of your customizations won't be loaded, and our defaults will be. See if you can reproduce the problem again then, and that will give us some indication as to the nature of the problem. Always good to have Eric Damry on the podcast to unveil the JAWS goodies. Now, if you are listening to this FSCast at the time of publication, then we are literally days away from you being able to get JAWS 2018 in your hands. The moment that we publish JAWS 2018 and make it available on the website, we will let you know via our Facebook and Twitter accounts. You can like us on Facebook, you can follow us at FreedomSci on Twitter, and we will get that information to you the moment that the beta is ready for you to kick its tires. Let me close by reminding you that the first official version of JAWS 2018 will be released in October. And keep in mind, this is just the first version of the 2018 cycle. Microsoft is making a lot of very significant changes very quickly, and that's why it's important that you keep your software maintenance agreement up to date. Our team of software developers are working constantly to make sure that you get the best possible experience from all that Microsoft is doing. There's a full Creators Update coming out. There are constant accessibility changes, enhancements to the Microsoft Office products. And outside the Microsoft realm, there's a lot going on in Google land as well. And we're making constant improvements to Google Docs. So to be on the cutting edge, and speaking of edge, making sure you get all those changes that we continue to make that will improve our Microsoft Edge support, do make sure that you have your software maintenance agreement current and up to date in time for JAWS 2018 in October. It's going to be a great ride as we go into public beta. We look forward to your feedback and reporting any bugs that you find. We certainly appreciate your help with that. We're going to make it the greatest version of JAWS that we've ever done. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of FS Cast. We'll be back with you soon. Bye for now.